Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Fans, and welcome to this Friday night varsity basketball action from Taft High School, where your Amity Warriors take on the Tigers of Taft. And this one, you know, should be a little bit more competitive game than some of the ones we've had in recent weeks, as the Tigers actually are 10-8, which is, you know, not horrible. And so might actually be a game that's has a little bit of drama in it early, at least. They come into this game, as I mentioned, 10-8 overall, and they are 5-4 in league. If I take a look at where their best games have been, they had a 7-point win over Dayton, got by Sio by 2, Jefferson by 16, split with Sheridan. Have lost pretty convincingly to St. Anne Christian both times. And as I said, have beat Dayton twice actually, so maybe it's not gonna be that close. The more I look at it. I mean, they got hammered by St. Anne Christian by 26 last Friday and then lost to Sheridan by 5 on Monday. And they have had just a, against Sio, they had just a 2-point win, so probably the Warriors should get up on them pretty early and be able to get a good lead going. But the Warriors have not always started games as quickly as they should have started, depending on kind of how they come out of the gate mentally. It's never a physical issue for the Warriors, but mentally, focus-wise, sometimes trying to do a little too much leads to maybe missing some shots, taking some shots they shouldn't have taken, forcing the ball, getting some turnovers. And they need to play their game, which is they need to attack defensively, be patient but aggressive offensively, if that makes sense. They need to be running their cuts hard, moving the ball crisply, having a real aggressive approach to their offense, but being patient to look for the right shot, not force things. A lot of times teams, opponents will come out with a lot of energy early in that first quarter and can kind of create some defensive intensity for them, and you need to make sure that you're not allowing that to take you out of your game. You want to be patient, not feel like you have to score 10 points in the first minute of the game kind of attitude, but come down, take what the defense is giving you, but be assertive. Maybe that's a better word than aggressive, is assertive. Thank you, Jennifer Kendall, for coming all the way up here in the stands to give me the lineups. I appreciate that. So let me get these jotted down real quick for Taft. They're going to start Haley Weaver, a senior. Whoops, I'm not even on the right page. Let's try this again. She's not starting. Tolan, Gates, Mangold, Lee, and Lillibo are the starters for Taft. For Amity, it's going to be Alyssa. No, not Alyssa. Man, I am really messing up here today. 80, Maya, Eliza, Sarah Lynn, and Kylie tonight. So Kylie and Megan. Thank you, Jen. Kylie and Megan alternating on that. Alyssa, of course, coming off the bench, as well as Ellie McMullen, and then Kylie Wilson, or Megan Sharp and Kylie Wilson, if we go a little deeper. We get about 6.5 minutes before the start of this one, and really not a lot of tension in this. I mean, I hope Taft comes out and plays good defense right out of the gate and kind of gives our girls a little challenge to make them focus a little bit and run their offense with discipline and be good defensively, and kind of make us have to focus and be sharp at least early in the game. I think as the game goes on, we're going to wear them down anyway. But it's kind of nice when your opponents actually show up and compete with you a little bit. The girls haven't had that a lot. They did have that Tuesday night, though, against Dayton. Dayton showed up and actually competed pretty well in the first quarter. And then the game just kind of slowly slid away, and it ended up being a blowout by the end. But in that first quarter, it was a ball game, because Dayton came out, played good defense, made some shots, and forced us to be patient on offense. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well to start that game. And so it took a little while. Once we got rolling, though, it was all over. So nice little pep band sound here from Taft High School. Filling up the gym with some good traditional pep band noise. You can hear Wipeout in the background. Got to have the right drummers. Fun one to play for the kids. So we'll be back and kind of get you set up for this one in just a few minutes. We got about 5 minutes to go before the start of this game. Don't go anywhere. This is KLYC McMinnville Amity Warrior basketball. Welcome back, Warrior fans. The Taft AD, I think, doing the announcements for the introductions. And now, I always made it a rule when I was doing introductions for players that I made sure that I knew how to pronounce their names, because I thought, you know, you're saying that publicly, it's kind of embarrassing. If you get it wrong, it's kind of disrespectful to the kid and makes them feel like you don't care. This guy just said Nisley twice instead of Nisley. So there you go. Not everybody has the same standard for announcing. So Warriors should not have any problem with this game. It should be a pretty easy game, and should be a game where their defense is able to take over pretty quick. I saw that 10-8 record, 5-4 overall. I thought, oh, maybe this will be a little competitive. Then you realize, you forget that there's basically two tiers in this league. There's the Amity Santa Am Christian tier, and then there's everybody else, pretty much. And there might even be a third tier down there at the very bottom, but there's definitely two tiers in this league, and that 5-4 record really doesn't mean much, because all it means is you've beaten other teams in your tier. You're not going to beat the teams in the tier above you. So we've got 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to go. Jumping center for the Warriors will be Sarah Lynn Grove. She's jumping against, I think, Mangold. I can't see the number. It's number 20. She wasn't even listed in the starting lineup mode, so she's in the game. Nicely with it, Eliza to Maya on the right angle. Back to Eliza in the corner. Maya with it. Skips it over on top of the key to 80. She's got it. Back over to Maya. Maya looking inside. Nothing there. To Kylie Kendall in the corner. Back on top to 80. Good patience. There's a little drive. Kick. Three-pointer for Kendall. Good! Kylie Kendall. And, oh, boy, is that a refreshing thing to see starting the game. Kylie is, she hit one last game, and now another one, to start this one. Excellent. Lillibeau trapped. It gets over to Mode along the baseline. There's a missed shot down there by number 2, Gates. Rebound, Eliza, or 80 nicely. 80, I think Jed told me 80 is leading this team in rebounding this year, which is quite remarkable considering she's all of about 5'5". Kylie on the baseline, goes backdoor to Maya, gets bumped, little late whistle, but got it right. She is fouled by number 1, Tolan. Warriors with a 3-0 lead, a minute gone in this one, and Maya to the line to shoot 2. And much better start this game from the line already. Last game she missed her first 3 to start the game from the foul line. This time she knocks that one down cleanly. I think this end of the floor especially is a pretty good shooter's rim. It's got a nice consistent background. The other end has a lot of signs, things like that. Might not be quite as good for shooting in the second half, but really a pretty good gym to shoot in overall. Warriors get their trap going, and there's a turnover as Grove gets a steal on a bad pass, and then she travels. She wanted to go cross court to Eliza, and some good hustle by Taft to cut off that passing lane. Warriors will pressure again. And I think it looks like a 2-1-2 press. A high dribble. They get it down low and layup up and in by Tolan. Broke the press that time. Some poor rotation by the Warriors. 80 with it. Back to Eliza. Skips it over to Maya. Harzma in the corner. 80 down low. Kylie back out to 80 for three. No good. Rimmed around and out. Tolan with the rebound. Gets it to Lillibo. Lillibo ahead to Mode. Mode drives. Fouled by Grove, who got there too late. First foul of the game on the Warriors. 6:16 left to go first quarter. 5-2 Amity. It'll put Mode on the line to shoot two shots. Not sure she was shooting when she got fouled yet. That's a pretty significant continuation they gave her. Mode misses the first foul shot. One more coming for Mode. He's a junior post player. She makes that one. So the Warriors with a 5-3 lead. Bring it up. Eliza controlling the ball over to Harza. Back to Eliza out on top by the center circle. Skips it over to 80 on the right angle. A little penetration. It's kicked by Mode. Warriors ball on the baseline. Harzma will inbound just to the right side of the key. She's got an 80 in the corner. She goes into Grove. Grove from 12 buries it. What a smooth looking shot that is. She's really gotten comfortable with that little mid-range pull-up jumper. Mode drives, cut off by Eliza. Hands it to Lillibo and a blocking foul on Eliza. Not moving her feet there. She's kind of leaned and reached. So one on Grove and one on Eliza Nisley now. Second team foul, the Warriors. They're up 7-3. Inside, shot blocked by Grove. Gets it back out. Lillibo for three, short. Mode with the rebound inside. And Kendall rips it away from her and out of bounds as she was going up. Warriors on defense here. Underneath the Taft basket, they get the ball in to Mode, stripped away, jump ball. It's nicely tied up Mode, so it'll go back to Taft again. Underneath their basket on the left side of the key. Tolan gets it in to Mangold. Mangold pressured, bounce pass to Tolan out top, swings it. Left corner Tolan dumps it in the mid post to Mode, and she has it stolen away by Eliza, and then she is fouled. Second team foul on Taft. Warriors up 7-3. Their ball going left to right in front of us. I say us. Ron is here. I'm not sure if he wants to talk tonight. He's just enjoying watching the game and listening. Warriors with the ball. Harzma on top, over to Kendall, almost fouled. Skip it over to Eliza on the right sideline. 80 starts to drive, back to Harzma. 80 in the left corner. Back out on top, Harzma reverses it over to Kendall. Kendall to 80, popping out. Skips it to Eliza, fakes the three, drives, hooks a pass. Oh! I think she might have been going to Grove, and that was a little high. Grove was there. Harzma was behind her. It went over both of their heads, but I think she just put way too much sauce on that to get it to Grove. Taft breaks the pressure. Mode swings it over to Mangold. Out on top. Lillibo with it. Stolen. If 80 can control it, she does. Almost lost it out of bounds. Nisley with a steal. 80 brings it up. Over to Kylie. Wasn't looking. She kicks it back out to Harzma. Got to look when you're running up the floor, especially with the Nisleys on the floor. Eliza with it, hooks it over to 80. 80, looking inside, bounce pass, tried to get it to Grove, knocked away and out of bounds by Mode. Into the game, number 11, Lee, Lanny Lee, replaces Mangold. Is that Eliza or 80? One of the Nisleys, he says, Ron said, tweaked a wrist last night at practice. Let's see how much that affects things here. They're both out there. I don't see any wrap on anything. 80 with it. Down low. Elias in the corner, back to 80, drives, goes inside to Grove, a lot of traffic, get a foul. Boy, it's such a dangerous pass. You're really relying on your girl to go up, your teammate to go up and pull that ball down in traffic. Yeah, can't bring that ball down. You almost have to treat it like a mini alley-oop kind of catch and release right at the rim without bringing it down at all. Alyssa McMullen into the game. She inbounds to Eliza, hooks a pass Grove for three. Oh, just off the back rim. Look good from here. Underneath, Eliza tips. 80 gets the rebound, misses the shot. Eliza with the ball. I was surrounded by four white jerseys. Out to Kendall. She misses. And the rebound to Mode. Eliza got that rebound surrounded by four white jerseys. Incredible rebound. And Taft throws it away at the other end. They want a tip. I think they're going to talk about it. I think they're going to reverse it. He's going to say it was tipped. They're going to go white ball. Ron says it was tipped. 3:47 left to go first quarter. 7-3 Amity. Lee with it. Kicked ball by McMullen on top. Jed talking about where he wants things. Yeah, only two refs for this game, Ron pointed out. Kendall and 80 nicely out. Ellie and Megan into the game. So it's McMullen, Scharf, Eliza Nisley, and Grove. Lee works against this. Double team knocked away by Ellie. Scrambles after it, picks it up, and sets the offense up over to Eliza. Good steal by McMullen. Alyssa to Eliza, skips it over to Grove. To Ellie in the left wing, back out to Grove on the angle. Grove, McMullen, down low, Scharf, back to Ellie, skips it to Alyssa. Baseline, Eliza drives, finds Grove on the drive on the left side, cuts to the basket on that left side and finds Grove for two. Great job by Eliza, drew that defense with a baseline drive and then knew she would have a cutter. McMullen tips, Alyssa almost got the steal there. Lillibeau gets it back and timeout taken by Taft. They were going to get a 10-second call pretty quick there. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-3 Amity. We've got a 30-second timeout. Nope, full timeout. We'll take a quick break here and be right back on KLYC. This is Warrior Basketball. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball from Taft High School. The Amity girls lead the Tigers 9-3. 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Defense starting to take its toll a little bit here on Taft.
And they switched from that 2-2-1 or whatever they were doing the first time to this 1-3-1.
It was like a 2-1-2 or something.
With a little different look. They were working on practice. I think just trying to do something different.
Absolutely.
They're very, very effective with Alyssa on the point of this 1-3-1.
Yeah, they changed when she came back into the game.
Yeah.
So there's a pass ahead
like
and they throw it away. Yep. It's just so much pressure on the ball, and trying to make that pass down the sideline is very difficult.
She really doesn't. She just gets her arms up. It makes the pass difficult.
Grove on the left wing with it. Looking for a cutter. Skips it all the way to Ellie for three.
Once.
It's good! Her first three-pointer of the year. Ellie McMullen, clean as a whistle. 12-3 Warriors. Lillibeau ahead to Mangold. Back out to Lee, in the corner, Weaver with it. Knocked away by Scharf along the baseline. It's going to be Tiger basketball, right side of the key.
Oh man.
Nobody guarding, was that 12? Nobody guarding Lillibeau on the inbound at all. Wow. 12-5 Warriors.
Uh-oh. Stopped her.
Eliza picks up her dribble, not good. Finally gets it to Scharf, timeout Jed, he takes a 30.
Two bad mistakes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Guess who? Yes, Dad. Yes, Dad. Okay, Dad.
Got to come to the ball.
It won't happen again.
Yeah. Well, first, Eliza picked her dribble up for no reason.
That's why I said,
Yeah. And then nobody came to the ball at first.
She shouldn't. She got one dribble over half court and typical stop dribbling. I mean, that's just the worst place to stop.
Yeah. 30-second timeout was taken by the Warriors. It's 12-5, excuse me. Three team fouls on the Tigers, two on the Warriors. Warriors wearing their road royal blue uniforms with gray and trim and white numbers and letters. On the floor for the Warriors. McMullen, Scharf, Grove, and there's a steal by Lillibeau on the inbound. It was lazy on the inbound. That one's on Grove. She got lazy on that pass. No ball fake, just assumed it was going to be an easy pass. Warriors with it after four straight by Taft. You give them a little energy when you do that. Grove out on top. Ellie swings it to Alyssa. Back to Ellie.
If they're patient, the baseline's going to be open.
Eliza, 18-footer. No good. Long rebound. Eliza tips. It's loose. Picked up by Lee. Gets it to Mode. Drives. Misses. Ellie with the rebound. Ellie throws ahead to Scharf. Tough pass for Scharf to catch.
Bad angle.
Kicked out of bounds by Mode.
Running right down the middle of the floor. Just a bad, no angle to get that pass.
It's aggressive, Ron.
Yeah.
It's very aggressive. 12-7 Warriors.
Almost open.
Yeah. Was 12-3. Four straight for Taft. See if the Warriors can answer here. Grove in the corner. Gives it to Alyssa. Back in the corner. Eliza for three. Looks good. Oh, just off the back of the rim, and Mode with another rebound. Lillibeau brings it up. 1-3-1. Full court pressure by the Warriors. Back to Lillibeau. Lillibeau. Warriors waiting for her to pick it up. Goes in the corner, down low to Mode, back out in the corner, Weaver for three, no good, ball tipped, McMullen with the rebound, Ellie. Ellie throws ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa pulls up, 18-footer,
oh,
air ball.
Bad, she, just, that was like a bad background, I don't think she picked up the rim.
Yeah,
it was
well,
right on line.
It was, just too much under it. Mode inbounds, Warriors back on defense here with a 5-point lead under a minute to go in the first quarter. Weaver on the sideline, passes ahead to Lee, bounce pass across, blocked. Where did they get the foul? Is that on Alyssa reaching in? Does it look like Grove had a good block to me? Yeah, they got Alyssa on the reach in on that. It's going to put number 10, Brooklyn Mangold, on the line to shoot two free throws, down five to the Warriors. Mangold's first is good. So a couple of turnovers hurt the Warriors. A couple of lapses. That lapse on the inbound run underneath the basket.
Yeah. And then
a couple things to clean
out of bounds,
up.
One that got them a lay-in.
Yeah.
Too.
So really two lay-ins that were just mental lapses by the Warriors. She misses the second, gets her own rebound, ball's loose on the floor.
Uh-oh.
And they kick it out. Lillibeau with the drive and the basket. So a 3-point trip cuts it to 2 points. 12-10. With 35 seconds to go. Down low, Grove. Looking for a cutter, not there. Out for Eliza for three.
No
good. Warriors cannot hit a shot here. Ball goes out of bounds to the Warriors underneath the basket.
Nicely's are on or they're not. It's just that there's really...
they really haven't been...
consistent.
A couple of those
threes
have not been close today. Inbound to Ellie. 15-footer.
Nope.
No good. Rebound. Mode.
Double dribble.
She's got about four boards in this first quarter. Head to Lillibeau. There's a travel. Got away with it. Over to Mode. Mode. Down low. Grove with the steal. Great anticipation there. Grove up the right sideline.
Uh-oh.
Loses her dribble. Puts the brakes on. Swing it to Ellie. Oh, had the three. Didn't take it. On the baseline, Alyssa. Back to Ellie. Alyssa in the left corner for three.
Nope.
Too quick. She was trying to get it off before the buzzer. Didn't know she had as much time as she did. After one, Warriors with a 12-10 lead. A 7-0 run by Taft to close out the quarter. This is Warrior Sport. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Taft High School. 12-10 Amity on top of the Taft Tiger girls. In the game for the Warriors, both Nisleys, Alyssa McMullen, Grove, and Harzma. Ellie got her 3-minute stint there and came out. Still trying to work her back into full game shape. Nice to see her hit that three, though. She missed the mid-range.
It was
hit
a nice
three-pointer.
Balanced leg, used her legs, got the ball there. It's nice.
She just needs to see the ball go in a little bit and start getting comfortable.
Yeah.
80 with it on the side. Down in the corner to Alyssa on this right side.
Really jamming that inside.
Reverse it. Alyssa, 18-footer, buries it.
There we go. Rhythm shot.
Yep. Alyssa with her first basket. 14-10 Warriors. Tolan.
Got it. Oh.
Down the sideline to Mode. Loose ball picked up by McMullen. Alyssa up the middle of the floor. Over to Eliza on the right angle. Back to Alyssa on top for three.
It.
Not her shot. She's a baseline shooter. Usually Grove inside. Should be a travel or a jump ball. Now there's the jump. Can't have the ball and fall to the floor unless you're fouled. There's a jump ball or it's a travel. They didn't call any of those. Our boy Austin coming in there limping with that skin graft.
Wow.
Tough one for that kid. Warriors on defense now. Mode with it. Brings it across half court. Over to Telebo. There's a steal by 80, and she throws it away, but Grove got it back.
Really got fouled.
And then it's pulled away. Oh, they're going to say off of Grove. Wow.
There's a two-referee situation. He could see the grab here. This guy was already getting ready to go down the court for a fast break.
Pass inbounds in the corner.
Two more eyes makes a big difference.
Lee with travel was going to shoot. Defense kind of jumped on that fake, and then she drug her pivot foot. This coach sitting down here at the end of the bench. He's head coach is Jake Tolan, just sitting at the end of the bench, the baseline end of the bench. Three-pointer out top, missed. Harzma battling. She'll chase it down. I mean, the quickness of our guards really causes a lot of problems.
Away on top there.
It's going to be Warriors ball out of bounds right here in front of us. We're right behind the Taft bench. Eliza, left corner, Alyssa with it. Alyssa on top to Maya. Harzma back to McMullen. High post, down low. Eliza misses the lefty.
Oh,
80, fouled from behind. No call on the offensive rebound put back there. A lot of contact. Tolan over to Lillibo. Down in the corner. Don't know who that is. It's 23. I'll find it. Harkey. Offensive rebound put back. No good. Ball on the floor and a jump ball. Warriors basketball alternating possession. So Warriors still looking for some offensive rhythm.
We'll get a little streak here. Usually
it'll happen.
Yeah,
it'll be a few turnovers, a couple of knockdown outside shots, and the Warriors will be off and running it almost without fail every game. Harzma on top with it, gives it to 80. I mean, they're extending that 2-3 zone quite a ways now.
Yeah.
McMullen, right corner three, good. Alyssa McMullen with 5 points, leading scorer for the Warriors now, 17-10 Warriors. Mode. Throws it ahead on the side. Tolan looking for mode cutting. Lays it up. Misses that one. Rebound inside McMullen. Boy, they slap a lot after the rebounds.
Yeah.
A couple of calls there would really help. Liza back out to Harzma. A lot of bumping, slapping.
Got it again.
McMullen left corner three. No good on this one. Ball tipped loose. Harzma tips it out to McMullen for three. A little strong on that one. Rimmed it in and out. Are they going to get a 80 on the foul or Tolan? 80 had the rebound. Yep, it's on Tolan. I wasn't sure they called 80 on the loose ball foul, but they gave it to Tolan. A couple of subs for the Tigers back into the game.
Are they in your program?
Yeah, I got them. I'm working on it. Gates and Mangold. They don't go very deep. That's why I worry. They've only got like 8 on their roster, but they've got more than that on the bench. Warriors with the ball. Eliza drives, step through.
My goodness.
Hammered.
Count it.
Nope. Basket. Didn't go in. We have a bad angle to tell when it goes in on shots like that from here.
Just the background. You can't.
Yeah. But Eliza will shoot two. I thought it was a good shooting background, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. It looks like it to me.
It's too much white.
Well, the other end has all the colors of the rainbow.
I see you play Santiam Christian on one night and come over here.
Eliza, no good on the first one. Way too strong. Neither Nisley scored yet in this game. You know that's going to change, too.
Well, we have any really good steal fast break situations.
They've had some opportunities on some open looks outside, and they've gotten fouled inside without calls. Eliza misses both. Rebound to Weaver. Lillibo throws it ahead. Mangold skips it over to Weaver. Weaver in the corner to Gates. Back out to Weaver. Mangold with it again. Working on Harzma. Over to Weaver on the right angle.
There
she throws it behind a cutting Lillibo out of bounds. Huh? You make them run their offense a little bit, you're going to find some turnovers. 17-10 Warriors, 4:48 left to go first half. 30-second timeout taken by the Taft Tigers. We'll stay right here.
Going to have a little chat with number 10 and say, what are you doing?
Slow down. So clearly his daughter got mom's height. His daughter barely comes up to his shoulder, number one there. I'm assuming it's his daughter. So little Seven Nation Army for you there, Ron, from the Taft Pep Band. 30-second timeout. We'll be coming out of that here right now. Warriors with a 17-10 lead. 5 team fouls on the Tigers, 3 on the Warriors. That's the good news. Nobody even has 2 fouls for the Amity. They can get a lot more aggressive the way this game is being called.
Yeah. But that's all right. Fourth quarter if we need it.
Yeah.
Just be patient. I was listening to Jed last night at practice. We don't have to get a steal every time. We don't care. If they beat us 5 times down on the press, it's okay. They're going to crack.
Yep. The pressure will get to them.
Yeah. Relentless. Every
Harzma to 80 down in the corner to Alyssa on the right side. Back to 80 on the wing. Picks up her dribble inside to Grove.
Nice.
Back out. Eliza for 3.
In and
hits
out.
It.
In and out. That's perfect.
Eliza buries the 3-pointer, her first points of the game, 20-10 Warriors.
Here
and there's another turnover.
Oh.
They're lucky it was a turnover because it would have been a fast break going the other way. Otherwise, they saved it, but she was out of bounds, but she saved it back to Alyssa.
Got to get 20 back in the game.
Yeah, she's their best interior player, rebounder, mode. Just a junior. We've got a, was that an over and back or travel?
I didn't
say turnover on the Warriors.
He just put his hands up. He didn't make any hands up.
Yeah.
I wasn't. That
I couldn't see it. Daniel was in my way.
Line's hard to see.
Warriors with the defense now. Turn it over on the inbound. Right after the inbound.
Got her again.
Yeah, they've got her trapped. Oh. She gets it back to the middle.
Oh,
Harkey travels. And that was because 80 dropped so quickly back into that passing lane. What Harkey thought was there when she started to throw the ball wasn't there when she got ready to release it that fast. Take away that passing lane once they've already committed. Reach in foul, not called there. Harzma with it back to Eliza on top. Eliza
another
starts
one.
To drive. Now they pick up a foul. It's going to be on Weaver.
He watched the first one. He couldn't take another one.
Yeah. Mode's going to get the foul call. That's their 6th. Into the game, Ellie. She'll replace Maya. First on Mode. 16 foul on the Tigers. 3:59 left to go. Warriors will be shooting the rest of the way here in the first half. McMullen in the corner to Grove. Back out to Alyssa. Ellie, right corner 3. A little strong. Rebound inside. Tipped loose. And Eliza's got it to 80. 80.
Oh.
Lays it up. Misses. Gets it back.
Oh, she's getting
fouled. Traveled. Oh, my goodness. How about a reach-in foul? Cannot believe that. Wow. 20-10 Warriors. 3:45 left to go first half. Girls just getting hammered inside. They bring it up.
There
push it ahead. Ellie tips. Ball's loose.
Got
Alyssa's
it.
Got it. Alyssa. Back over to Eliza. She'll set up the offense on the left wing in the corner. 80 drives baseline. Back out to Eliza for 3.
You got 3
no
points.
Good, and we're going to get a foul somewhere. It's going to be on Eliza. Away from the ball. Box out, I guess. A little too aggressive.
They called that.
I know.
Sorry.
Kylie with the red hair, I guess. We'll call it red. Coming in. She's going to get 80 out. First foul for 80. Fourth team foul on the Warriors.
We had a little streak. What was it? It was 12 to 10. So
yeah, we scored 8 straight.
8 zip.
They get it into Lillibeau. Back to Harkey. Lillibeau, Harkey play catch. Loses the ball. Chases it down. Back over to Lillibeau. Lillibeau drives to the right corner. Hooks a pass down low. Grove tips it out of bounds.
Oh, should have it.
Grove so quick off the ground and so long. If you throw a lazy pass anywhere around the middle of the key, she's going to get it in that defense. Mode to inbound right side of the key in the corner. Lillibeau with it. At the 3-point line, out on top now to Weaver. Back to Lillibeau on the right angle, extended. Dribbles out towards half court. Warriors up 10, under 3 to go, first half. In the corner, Weaver. Eliza right up on her there.
Went
that should go
leg.
Off of, yeah, well, right off of Lillibeau's foot. We can see that from here. We're 80 feet away. The official who's 10 feet away couldn't see that. They lob inside.
Got it.
Weak side, missed the shot. Grove with the rebound. That was Gates that missed an easy lay-in. Eliza drives, kicks, Ellie, oh, that's her shot right
there.
She
can shoot from there.
It'll come back. She's not quite in her rhythm yet. Ellie on top, swings it over to Kylie on the right angle. Kendall looking for the cutter. Eliza back
in
up to Kylie for 3.
Checked
that one partially blocked and Mode with the rebound. That was Lee that got a piece out. A little slow to get that shot off. Mode up the right side in the corner to Lee. Drives.
Travel.
kicks it left corner. Gates drives.
Check.
Blocked, fouled by Kendall. I think Kendall was surprised there was a shot coming there. She thought it was going to be a pass, I think. It was an off-balance shot. A little ugly. But that'll put that Gates on the line to shoot two. Gates, a senior. They got a couple girls on this team that I don't think they checked the sizes on the shorts before they decided those were going to be their shorts. We'll leave it at that. I won't leave it at that. It gets borderline immodest if your shorts are the wrong size.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Gates hits the second one. Breaks an 8-0 Warrior run. It's 20-11. Eliza, high post. They go back door to Alyssa. Lays it up and in. She had so much time, she could take a dribble, look down at the ball, and then shoot it. Good pass by Kylie Kendall from the high post. There's Eliza with a tip. Can't quite save it. Out of bounds, though. Nice job by Eliza. They're trying to get the ball to Weaver up the left side. Under two to go here, first half. Ellie, Alyssa, Megan, Kylie Kendall, and Eliza on the floor for the Warriors. 1-3-1 with Ellie on top, giving her a little bit of practice up there. Ball's loose. Alyssa comes up with it, stole it from Lee. Oh. Plays a little catch with Eliza, breaks the pressure. Lee hustling back. Warriors break that again. Inside, out. Ellie for three, strong and left. That one didn't come off her hand well at all.
Gotta shoot it.
Yeah, she was moving left too when she shot that. Off balance runner, no good at the other end by Lillibeau, and a jump ball on the rebound. It'll be tap basketball.
Let's see if they can figure out this out of bounds play.
You mean the one where the girl just stands there?
Yeah.
Doesn't move? They give her the ball?
She's there again. Look at inside. Show.
This time they throw the ball away.
Wide
a little
open.
Work on that inbounding play on the
two,
defensive
three,
end.
You got to match up. Especially on when they come across the screen. Not screening anybody. Somebody's got to.
Eliza running the point a lot tonight. I wonder if Maya's dealing with something. Kendall in the corner doesn't shoot. Out on top to Alyssa. Back to Kendall in the right corner. Inside Sharp. Back out to Kendall.
Boom.
Swing it over to McMullen.
That pass.
Sharp saves it. Back out Kendall. Right angle extended. On top, McMullen. Alyssa with it. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Sharp. She pops out, skips it over to Ellie. Ellie hooks it up and in. Good ball movement, patience. It was a little ugly at times there. The Warriors keep working at it and finally get a good look. That was a great pass by Megan Sharp. Just kind of, I don't know if she heard Ellie yell for it or what, but she saw Ellie coming in from that weak side, made about a 15, 18 foot pass.
It's an interesting timeout with 48 seconds left.
Well, I think that's an angry timeout.
Yeah. So what you have here is contrast of two things. One, if we, in our zone, if we get them to pass the ball three or four times, there'll be a turnover. If down on our end of the court, if we pass the ball six, eight times, we're going to get a lay-in. Taking care of the ball, being confident in the passes. And
I will say,
dribbling with your head up.
Megan Sharp has really improved in her passing this year.
And that very unselfish. Yep. Doesn't even.
She had a chance to go with a left-hand lay-in there, and she kicked it back out and kept working it until they got an easy one for Ellie.
Yeah,
you're right, Ron. But that's the key. You need five people that can pass and catch the ball and not get panicky when it's tight. Because Taft is extending their defense out all the way to about 23, 24 feet from the basket.
Those five passes, eventually you get a breakdown in that 2-3 zone because it's the same concentration that hurts them down on the offensive end. They can't play their position long enough to hold it.
Yep. 48.7 to go here in the first half. 24-11 Warriors. They're on
similarities to the boys.
On a 12-1 run for the Warriors here in the second quarter.
They're going to turn it over
here.
Just not.
Ellie out on top of that 1-3-1. That's good to see. If she can do that, it gives you one more person up there. Lee back over to Lillibeau. Lillibeau dribbles cautiously. Now skips it up on top. Lee travels. So and that was because McMullen took away the passing lane.
And it's about the fourth or fifth pass.
They're just not good enough.
And
handling
not really
the ball.
Aggressive defense. Just being in the right place.
And it's not the person on the ball. It's the person taking away where the person wants to go with the ball, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Eliza with it. Kicks McMullen for three. Looks good.
So.
Nope, a little short. Scharf tips. Ellie with it. Back to Alyssa. In the corner, Eliza. Skip pass. Kendall back out to McMullen. Gives it to Alyssa. Alyssa.
Somebody's got to look for a shot.
Backs her way down.
To 10.
To Eliza on the drive. Balance got bumped. Laid it up and in. Eliza Nisley. Good cut. Great pass. And they got that off, and they will not get their shot off. Good job of executing inside of that 10-second mark, Ron, that you were just mentioning there. Warriors up 26-11. That was a 14-1 second quarter to take command of this game. Warriors were led there in that first quarter. Good balance for the Warriors. Alyssa with 7, Eliza with 5, Ellie with 5, Grove with 4, and Kendall with 3, Harsma with 2. That's pretty good balance.
Yeah.
Nobody with more than 7 points.
A lot more patience in the second quarter, a lot more passing, and not just firing up the FOJ, the first open, FOS, first open shot.
What's FOJ?
First open jumper. Boys, you could say you got an FOJ offense, but
yeah, those aren't good usually.
No.
No, you and I, you see him look up at me?
Yeah.
We were talking before the game. He said, "You're not going to talk bad about me on the radio, are you?" I said, "We'll see, but probably."
Oh, he was at the game or something?
No. We were talking when I first came in. That official was between, he had just gotten here. He was standing there and I was talking with him and the AD. He's like, "Oh, you're doing the radio. Well, you're not going to talk bad about me, are you?" I'm like, "I usually do. But just saying. I'll notice all the ones you miss for sure. I'll give you more criticisms and compliments if you're an official."
So I would say we probably were shooting about 30% in the first quarter, probably upped it to 45 or so in the second quarter. Cause
still not really hitting threes after those first couple.
But we did quit trying to force it in the middle to Sarah. It just wasn't there.
Yeah, for sure. But the ball movement got more patient as the game wore on there in the second quarter. I was thinking as you're talking about that passing and that patience against a 2-3 zone, you know, you and I both grew up playing without a 3-point line where zones were, I mean, unless it was late in the game, you didn't see a lot of man-to-man defense. You saw a lot of different zone looks and sometimes some matchups or a box and one or a triangle and two, all these different variations that you don't see as much anymore.
But remember, coaching-wise, they used to tell you if you could split those two and take a couple dribbles into that and get to the interior.
And then there's
that.
Passes to be had.
Down.
And see, what our kids don't often understand is, against a zone, the dribble is just to make the zone move so you can make a pass, not so you can get from the 3-point line to the basket. It doesn't happen. Any decent zone, you're going to meet up with 4 defenders between the 3-point line and the basket. You're going to get doubled. The ball's going to get slapped away. It's just going to be ugly. So it's imperative that when you do, you split those defenders when they're a little late, you understand there's help defense coming, but maybe 2 people are open.
But you don't take the third and fourth dribble.
Right.
One dribble or 2 to split at the most. Once
the third one gets you into trouble.
Once you pass that initial 2 people,
yep.
Somebody's open because there's 2 people behind you.
And the other thing is that patience about working the ball side to side, in and out, patiently working that, waiting for the defense to make a mistake and then exploiting it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to run a lot of clock. It might be 15 seconds and 6 passes, but you're not holding the ball, letting the defense come to you. You're moving that ball. As soon as the defense reacts, you move the ball, and the defense is in constant reaction mode, and sooner or later, somebody's able to slip in on the backside or cut to the middle and catch a pass and then leave it for somebody else for a lay-in. But it's that patience and the extra passes and not holding the ball against the zone.
Yeah.
It doesn't do any good.
And the girls do a better job of not dribbling.
Yes.
The boys dribble too much.
I mean,
the ball is moving.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes, maybe throw a little music on. We'll be back with the second half in about 6 minutes. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, Warrior fans. A minute here left at halftime. And the Warriors with a commanding 26-11 lead after this was a two-point game after one quarter, Ron. And then Warriors kicked it in a little bit.
Which we said they would.
We knew they would. And it was right after we said that, Alyssa hit the three, and then we were off and going.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, four threes in the first half. Eliza and Alyssa both hit one in that second quarter as part of that run. But it was really, as you mentioned, more about us making them work on one end, leading to a lot of turnovers, and then us being patient on the other end and leading to lay-ins and open looks.
There's some of these games where it sure be nice to see Maya hit that three that we saw her hit early in the season.
Out on top, yeah.
But she's not even taking, not even a threat, really even looking.
We'll see. Maybe she'll start off the
third
quarter.
She's pretty much a perfectionist. I don't think she likes to miss.
I had a daughter that was that way. It didn't work well. It's like it's basketball, sweetie. You're probably going to miss two out of three as a team on a decent night. Warriors with the ball to start the third quarter. Maya dribbles in, kicks to the corner to 80. Back to Maya on the baseline. 80 on the left wing, out to Grove. Grove looking inside, not there. They get it back to Maya on that baseline. Swing it. Eliza hooks a pass to Maya on the right baseline. Back out to Eliza on top Grove. Swings it to 80 for three.
Maybe.
Halfway down, misses.
Rebound
Eliza out to Kendall for three.
Yeah.
Good! Kylie Kendall! She's only taken three. She's made two. Love it. Man, great hustle on that offensive board.
She loves to shoot a long shot.
She does. And she's got a good mid-range shot, too.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't need her to shoot a lot, but... You know, outside of Alyssa, really, nobody needs to shoot a lot. Alyssa, because it comes through in that corner so much when they run that offense with her in there. And she's just a knockdown shooter. Tolan works to the right. Cut off by the Nisley twins. In the corner, they hook it down low. Off the hands of Gates and out of bounds.
I'm going to start counting passes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was five.
If they get to seven, that's impressive.
Yeah.
They haven't without a turnover.
I'm pretty sure that was five.
Eliza walks it up the middle of the floor. Works to the right off the screen from Grove. Kicks to Harzma. Oh, she faked the three, Ron. Baseline. Knocked out of bounds.
Sarah was open. She tried, but she passed up the three.
It was wide open. Had the penetration and the kick from Eliza.
Just tell her shoot it.
Yeah, you got to sometimes. Ooh, dangerous pass.
Jump shot.
Somehow Grove gets it. Buries the little 12-footer. She has that shot down, Ron. And that is such a dangerous shot when your post can hit that.
They didn't even get the one that time.
Ball knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. So Ron's counting passes.
We got a different person on the point now, too.
Yep, now it's Eliza up on top of the 1-3-1. That's the third different person who's been up there this game. They get it to Lillibeau, and Grove intercepts it but goes out of bounds. So that was, what, three passes and ended up in the hands of a Warrior. Tolan out on top to Lillibeau. Warriors put some pressure on her. Back to Tolan for three. Hits it.
Good looking shot.
Yeah. They haven't had a lot of open shots from the wing. Nobody rotated up on that one. 31-14 Warriors. Harzma works left.
Oh, she got hit in the face.
Man, just hammered. No call. Back to Harzma on top. 80.
Oh,
and she split Harzma. I don't know if she thought somebody was going to the corner in her mind, and nobody went to the corner. Kendall didn't go, Harzma didn't go, and 80 threw it out of bounds. A couple minutes gone here in this quarter. Middle, they swing it down the right side to Tolan, fakes the pass, back out to Mangold. Ball tipped by Eliza, ends up in the hands of Lillibeau. Doubled, knocked away, and out of bounds by Eliza. Quick hands.
The problem with playing the Nisleys up there, they just can't resist.
Eliza doesn't. Eighty does better.
They want to get every ball, man. We can get that. Jed says, practice last night, he says, it's not fifth grade, girls. We don't have to get a steal every time.
Eliza on top of this 1-3-1.
They
go high post. Down low, off the hands. They had two players in the exact same spot, and it went off in the hands of Gates and out of bounds. Tolan and Gates were basically standing on top of each other. Warriors with the ball. Maya crosses half court, gives it to 80 on the wing, down in the corner to Kendall.
Looking for
they
Grove.
Look for the cut. Grove gets the foul as she dives from the high post to the basket, took the pass from Eliza, and drew the foul. 5:28 remaining third quarter. Still 31-14 Warriors. They've only scored 5 points this quarter, and that one was not a good-looking shot from
Sarah
Lynn.
Not a grove shot.
She's one of our better free-throw shooters. Usually very consistent. That one just came off to the right. Buries that one.
Was.
She's got 7. Tied with McMullen for high scoring in the game. They pick up the ball at half court. Get it to Lillibeau. Now they get it across half court. Down in the corner, Tolan to Weaver. Weaver back out on top. That's going to be a steal by Nisley.
Watch
Eliza
it.
Knocked away from behind. Good hustle there by Lillibeau. Good speed. That girl can move. Not often you see a Nisley get chased down, even when they do have the ball.
What are they doing?
Harzma into Grove. On top. 80 to Eliza. Looks at the three. Not going to take it. Down on the baseline. They feed Grove going to the basket. She gets blocked, I think, by Tolan. Didn't get the ball up high enough, quick enough.
If she shoots the jump shot there like she does that one in the middle, it's a good shot.
Gates fouled at the other end on a lay-in attempt. She's going to get 2 shots. 5 minutes, just under 5 minutes left to go here. 32-14 Warriors. Both teams have 1 foul in this half. To the line, Gate. She's 1 out of 2 from there tonight. Senior guard. Now she is 1 out of 3.
One thing we've done here the second time around playing these teams is we've really cut the fouls down. Remember
yes.
those first times around, even against teams that were not very good, we had people in foul trouble.
For sure. Ball tipped loose inside, pulled out of there, dribbled out of bounds by Lillibeau because of the pressure by the Warriors. But Gates missed that foul shot. Thought Kendall was going to get it. It got loose. Lillibeau came out of there with it, but tried to dribble away from the pressure, dribbled on the baseline. Warriors with the ball. Eliza down low, back to Eliza, on top Harzma, swings it to 80. Wow, she had to go up high to bring that one down. 80, swings it in the corner.
Could be.
Kendall for 3. Hits another one! 3 out of 4 for Kylie Kendall, Ron.
Good looking shot as soon as she left her hand.
So pretty. She's got some confidence going. She didn't have early in the year. Warriors pressure, Mode with it, gets to half court, picks up her dribble, bounces up the sideline, Grove with the steal. Grove, missed Eliza, 80 finds Eliza, she misses the shot, 80 tips it out of bounds. No, Mode tipped it out of bounds.
She was so open.
Yeah, Grove never looked to her right to find Eliza. She went to 80 on the left. Eliza, right corner, down low. Kendall turns, fouled by Mode. Kendall will shoot 2.
Love it.
Yeah.
Turn and shoot.
Didn't bring it down.
Don't hesitate. Kept it up high.
Yeah. It was almost good defense by Mode, but she just got a little bit of the arm, and that's what happens when you're quick. They don't have a chance to know where you're going. Kendall, this is a foul shot.
I mean, that's so much closer than a 3.
The McMullen sisters into the game for Harzma and Eliza Nisley. So 80 staying on the floor with Grove and Kendall. Kendall at the foul line buries that one. She's a good foul
that
shooter.
That looked like the 3.
Yep. 10 points in the game for Kylie Kendall, leads all scorers. Just a pass ahead to Weaver. It's picked off by Alyssa. Alyssa bounce pass to 80. Takes it in quick with the left hand and scores. Nice job. Her first basket of the game. Nice assist by Alyssa after the steal. Mode over to Lillibeau, ahead to Gates. Gates back to the middle. It's Mode, kicks to Gates in the corner. Gates skips the pass out top. There's a steal by 80. 80 takes it in.
Oh, man.
Lays it up with the left hand in. I thought she got fouled there again, but no call. Good concentration. Good hustle by Gates to force a little pressure on it. Mode to the corner. Doubled. Picked off by Kendall. Ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa. Takes it in with the right hand, fouled.
I just don't
push
like
from
that.
Behind.
I don't like when they get people running. It's just like that's an accident waiting to happen.
Alyssa will go to the line to shoot 2. Should be the second or third team foul on the Tigers. They just took it from 2-1 instead of 2-3. Alyssa to the line to shoot, buries the first one. She's got 8 in the game now.
Kendall out. Sharp in, but Kendall had a nice quarter.
She did. Hit a pair of 3s and a free throw this quarter. 41-14 Warriors.
He's telling her.
He's telling about this team fouls. Because those aren't right.
Jennifer will know.
It's good that an official was actually paying attention to that. McMullen with 1 more. Nice. Buries that one too. Ellie with nine. Alyssa with nine, excuse me.
Should be 43. We made two free throws.
They're way off now. The book will fix it. There's another steal by McMullen. Alyssa is everywhere right now. Picked that pass off from Harkey.
It was 41 to 14 before.
Yeah, it should be 43. Off the hand of Scharf and out of bounds. She was working that baseline. The pass a little high for her. And some of this is... Did he call an official's timeout here?
No. Full timeout.
Oh, full timeout Taft. Okay. Be nice if they get the scoreboard figured. I think Amanda's talking to Jen about it. They're trying to fix it. Now they got the team fouls. Yeah, back up to three where they belong.
I don't think the running score's right.
No, it's not. See if he gets it fixed here. It's 43-14, I think. So,
yeah, I saw 41-14, yeah. And I was thinking if we get one more point, we'll score 30 points to their three or four. Yeah. And then she made another free throw.
Yep.
And
yeah, that score is incorrect. 3:09 left to go. It should be 43-14.
Unless 41 was wrong.
Right. Huh.
We don't know 41 was there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You wrote them down. You should be able to correct the scoreboard.
18, 19, 20, 29, 31, 34, and 6. That's not right. Yeah, I don't know. Let me see here. Well, I'll tell you. That might be right. All right.
We're ahead.
Taft ball. 3:07 to go.
It's not 42 to 40.
It's 42 to 14.
I know.
There we go. Yeah. It's not. They go inside. Turnover picked off by Ellie. Ellie pushes ahead to Alyssa. Great pass. Lays it up and in. What a pass from Ellie to Alyssa McMullen. 44-14 Warriors.
He called off the dogs. He moved him back.
Yeah. Lillibo half court now. Yeah. Good call, Ron. Lillibo over to Lee. Lee. Doesn't know where she wants to go. Gives it to Gates. Gates in the corner. Harkey puts up a three. Airballs that. Ellie chases down the rebound. Corrals it.
Not as fast as she was in past
times. Not quite as
fast. She was in the right place.
Yeah.
Last year she would have scooped that up without even a chance that somebody's going to get.
Some of it's timing too. Yeah. Bad pass. Jump ball. Tie up between Gates and Scharf. Back into the game. Harzma gets Grove out. So on the floor for the Warriors, it's Scharf, 80 Nisley, both McMullins and Harzma.
Looking at a running clock.
Yeah, and the fourth quarter should be, right? We should get to that. It's 30 right now. You got to keep it there. Harzma knocks the ball out of bounds along the sideline. In the corner, Gates, down low, gets it to...
Might be.
There's a missed shot inside by...
See,
Mode.
Ellie should have had that rebound. She just didn't.
She'll get there. Yeah. It's just a lot of it's just timing.
It is timing.
And trusting yourself.
Oh, I'm not bad-mouthing Ellie. My goodness.
Harzma on the left
11,
angle.
11 months of hard
on
work.
On top, 80 for three. No good. Fish Ellie though. With, nope, tips. Harzma had it. 80 scoops it up and scores. 80 Nisley.
Wow.
Busting from the top of the key. Just scooped up the loose ball in between three other players and laid it up and in. Right corner Gates out to Lee. Lee on the right angle extended. Works to the right. Picks up her dribble. Back out on top to Lillibo. To Lee. We're going to get a foul on the Warriors.
Scharf.
Away from the ball.
Scharf.
Yep.
Pushing on 20.
On Mode,
I don't know about that.
They just sure didn't call anything that tight early in the game, did they?
No.
That's all right. It's 46-14 Warriors. They go in the corner to Lee. Lee starts to drive, doubled out to Lillibo, knocked away, stolen by Alyssa. Alyssa.
Oh, man.
Stolen by Lillibo from behind. She is fast. They throw long ahead up the left side. Harkey saves. McMullen with the steal. That's Ellie. Throws ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa to 80. 80.
Oh, my.
Fouled hard. That one should be a flagrant. That was just a shove.
They didn't even try for the ball.
My goodness.
Here it is, NBA. Jeff. we want to look at that.
Yeah, exactly. That was two girls.
Flagrant two.
Shoving 80 to the ground.
No attempt to go for the ball.
No. That's what, I think that's what Jed's talking to him about right here. It's like, they didn't hit her on the arm going up. They just shoved her.
Yeah, nice
80
free throw.
Hits a free throw. Seven for 80 Knisely. 1 more coming for the freshman guard. And misses that one. Cool. Rebound pulled down by Lillibo. Ahead to Harkey on the sideline. Down in the corner. Back out on top to Lillibo. Crosses over. Gets to the inside the key. Bank shot missed by Harkey. Rebound by Harzma. Harzma, middle of the floor. Works right to Alyssa. In the corner to Ellie.
Look,
for three.
No.
Way too strong.
Nice pass.
80 chases it down on the left side. Misses the jumper and the rebound to Gates. Lillibo walk it up. 47-14 Warriors. 35 seconds to go. In the corner. Harkey for three. No good. Rebound. Tipped. And McMullen grabs it. Ellie. Ellie puts the brakes on. Ahead to Alyssa at half court. Alyssa slows it down. Swings it ahead to 80. Bounce pass to Ellie on the cut. Ellie was a little late on that cut, but Harzma ends up with the ball at half court. 13 seconds.
Gotta get it going. 10 seconds. Who's taking the shot? It's gotta be one of the McMullens.
Harzma picks up her dribble in the wrong spot. Over to Alyssa with 3 seconds.
He'll fire it up.
Crosses over.
Count it.
Heaves it.
Buries it!
Oh my goodness! She had nothing going on there. She looked at the clock and realized, oh, I guess I have to shoot.
I
off
said,
balance, just
I said,
shoved it.
Count it when it was in the air.
You just meant it got off before the buzzer.
Yeah.
That was an ugly looking shot by Alyssa. But she's a shooter, and shooters make shots. After three quarters, the Warriors with a 50-14 lead. That was a 24-3 quarter, Ron. We'll take a break. I'll be right back on
that
KLYC.
Was
welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter, Warrior fans here from Taft High School. The girls on top of the Taft Tigers, 50-14 after three quarters. Since the first quarter, Ron, the Warriors have outscored Taft 38-4. That's pretty good, 38-4. So, 14 fouls on the Tigers, just two on the Warriors. There's a pep band in the background there. Should sound a little pep band. Not a lot of pep band members, maybe 12 or 13, but
they got the whole bleachers full over there.
Yeah. They spread them out pretty good, don't they? All right. Warriors ball to start the fourth quarter. 80 with it. In the high post to Grove. Back to 80 on the handoff. Right
count
to
it.
The hoop. Scoops it. Makes a shot. That is such a tough shot. Probably got fouled in there too. Scooping that ball around on a kind of a circular motion and up off the glass and in. Should be a running clock now in this game. Warriors are up by more than 30 in the fourth quarter. Weaver in the corner with it. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Kendall with a tip. Knocks it out of bounds. Yeah, clock's running. That's good.
Sharp plays good post defense.
Gets
in the right position.
Yep. And that's what it's really all about more than anything else in the post.
See that,
is playing
right
that angle.
The
yep. Right there, denying Gates the ball inside. There's a cross court pass. Brought down by Mangold in the corner. Weaver. Pressured by 80. Skips it out. Lillibo for three. No good. Long rebound. Scharf controls. Throws ahead to McMullen.
Oh.
Can't save it. That wasn't a bad pass, but
no.
McMullen came back towards the ball instead of staying where she was or even headed up the floor. Scharf was leading her with the pass, but McMullen's momentum was coming back towards half court. Would have been a nice pass out on a two-on-one. I don't think Scharf did the wrong thing. I think that one's Alyssa's gotta stay out there for that outlet pass. Weaver picked off by 80 on the cross-court pass. She'll take it in. Lays it up. Misses. McMullen with the rebound. It's knocked away from her by Gates. Weaver comes up with it.
I don't know about the knocked away.
Well, there's a one knocked away at the other end by 80. 80 out and running. Weaver on her. 80 all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. It's like I missed one. I'm getting the steal back again. 11 points for 80 Knisely. Just such good hands.
Coach is just
yeah, he's
fit
done
to be tied.
He's, There's a ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball at the other end between Sharp and Gates.
Jed doesn't have a lot of people sitting on his bench. He could play Liliana and Kylie.
Yeah. They'll be, I think, I'm surprised they're not in already, actually.
Yeah.
Here in the fourth quarter of the running clock.
That's Tim's business.
Yep. They might have a reason for that. There's a travel out on top by Mangold. Shuffled her feet twice and didn't get called. Weaver to Gates on the left wing, out on top. Mangold wants the three. She can't get it off 24 feet from the basket. Hands off to Lillibeau. Back to Weaver. Inside, knocked away by Grove and out of bounds.
Here comes Kylie. Here comes Liliana.
Yeah, there we go. They're into the game. Right out and Wilson replace Grove and Adi Nisley.
So the deeper he can go because Emily Rice has been sick for a couple weeks.
Scharf, Kendall, and Alyssa still on the floor.
As he unloads all the freshmen, that's all the deeper he can go.
Yeah, you want five freshmen out there? No, you don't want to see five freshmen
but
from our varsity
team. Seniors in because if he puts the other two guys back in, it's the other freshmen.
Kendall fields the air ball, gets it to right out. Right out, up the right side. McMullen will run the point. Alyssa to right out in the right corner.
Right
out towards the wing.
JV, she's gotten a lot better.
She's getting there, isn't she? Scharf over to Kendall. Fakes the corner, goes to Wilson in the mid post. Wilson.
Oh, she had it.
Tried to go out to McMullen. Should have used a bounce pass, but really should have just stepped
through.
Step through and shoot. McMullen, left corner three.
No.
No good on that one. Right out with the rebound on the weak side, knocked to the floor. Kind of. I mean, she just doesn't have the mass. She got bumped. I will agree. Got to get a little stronger in her base.
If she could have kicked the ball. Uh-oh. Here comes all theirs.
Well, Taft is going to sub six girls
six.
Here. This
cannot
is kind of, nope, not six. There we go. Last one to the table. Didn't get to go in. Warriors up 54-14.
Well, 20 is a starter. I don't know how come he put her back in.
Yeah. We got a timeout on the floor.
Sophomore?
30 second. No, 20. Mode is a junior.
Yeah.
So, boys action to follow this one. The team that the Warriors beat earlier this year.
By about 20. This was the team where the coach, quit the day before the game and the athletic director coached them.
Oh, was it? Yeah, we beat them by 23 at our place and it wasn't that close.
No.
I don't think.
It was kind of rusty in a few moments, which we can do real easy. Those will be my comments for the next game, which I won't make a comment the next game.
You turn Ron's mic off so he can just be a fan. Wilson takes the inbound and scores.
They copied the Taft play.
They did
it
that
works.
To us. We balanced it up. Everybody just forgets about that girl just standing there. I don't even know who they've got in there. They got some JV.
Well,
that's Mode. Mode's
going
to go to the line for two.
Scharf, we just brag about her defense. She was late that time.
56-14, 3:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mode hits the free throw.
She's probably one of their best players. And a junior, she should play.
Yeah. Lillibeau, number 12, is just a sophomore.
Let her play.
Gets them both. Yeah, Lillibeau and Mode and Tolan, two juniors and a sophomore, combined for all but two of their points. They've got 14 of their 16. Scharf skips it over to Kendall, out on top for three.
No.
Banked it too hard. Wilson with the rebound, back out to Scharf to Kendall on top. Kendall swings it over to right out. Back to Kendall by the center circle. Swings it right wing. It's Scharf with the ball. Takes a dribble to her left. Gives it to McMullen. Back to Scharf. Scharf might take the three there. Over to Kendall on the left angle. Looking inside. Go to Wilson in the high post. Wilson, they double her. She scoops it back out. Kendall, down low to right out. Throw it away. Dribble up the right side is number 50. Gets in deep. Tipped by Kendall. Pulled down by Lee. Out to Harkey. I'll get it right. There's a three by Harkey. No good. Kendall with the rebound on the weak side. 2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kendall picks up her dribble, throws it up to Wilson in the high post to McMullen on the cut. Bounce pass tried to go to Scharf, wide open. Yep. And it was kicked out of bounds. Mowed out, number 21 into the game.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
That's JV kids here. 21's not even on the JV roster. I don't know who she is. In the corner, right out with it. Finds Scharf in the low post. Hands to McMullen on the curl. Right to the rim. Lays it up. Missed it. Scharf with the rebound. Back out to right out. Traveled. Yep. She wanted to make a pass, and she couldn't, so she changed her pivot foot so she could make the pass. That doesn't work.
Looks like Scharf's got instructions to get it one of those freshmen, let them shoot it.
I think that whenever they're on the floor, they try to get right out Wilson some looks.
Yeah.
21 with a shot, no good. Kendall with another rebound. Traffic. Hands off to McMullen in an awkward fashion. McMullen brings it across half court up the left side. Oh. Picks up her dribble to Scharf on the wing. Scharf. Hands back to McMullen. Alyssa, double dribbled, they said. A little tentative.
Yeah, it's Scharf.
A little pressure from Harkin.
Scharf went nowhere and then wanted Alyssa to bail her out. And
didn't work.
Nope.
Minute 25 and counting here in the fourth quarter. 24 with the ball. Over to Lee. Lee, a little runner. No good. Weak side rebound. Harkey. Or 24, excuse me. 34. Out to Harkey. Lee drives, kicks to Harkey, can't get the shot off, goes to the corner, pump fake, misses the shot, Wilson tips, 21 chases it down, back out to Lee, to 23 Harkey, drives, reach in foul on Kendall. With 50 seconds left to go. Kendall with her third.
They're
not in the penalty, so no. 56-16. 40 seconds to go. 21 with it in the corner. Stolen by Rideout on the pass. And then she throws it away. She's getting hammered.
In the face.
She's getting smacked and she threw it away.
They want this game over.
25 seconds to go. In the corner, 21. Out to 34. 34. High post, Lee. Back to 34. Over to Harkey. This unit moves the ball better than their starters.
Yeah. Better passes.
Not a better shot, though. Bad shot there from three-point range. Pulled in by Kendall. Ahead to Alyssa with 4 seconds. Out to Kendall. Jack that one up. She won't. 56-16, the final score. Warriors with a dominating second and third quarter.
6 points since the end of the first quarter.
Yep. Warriors outscored the Tigers in the second and third quarters, 38-4. It started right after we talked about them doing that at the beginning of the second quarter. It's like, it's coming, folks. Warriors were led tonight, I think, Alyssa McMullen. Let me see what she had. She had 14, I think. Let me see, 6, 10, 14 for Alyssa. 80 had 11. Kylie had 10 on 3 out of 5 3-point shooting, I think. 7 for Grove and 5 for Ellie. Eliza had 5 also, and Harzma had 2. Kylie Wilson had 2. All right, we're going to take a break. And they've got 15 minutes on the clock. We'll be back in about 6 or 7 minutes and get you set up for the boys' action. We'll take a quick break here. We'll have a little dead air while I reset the software, and then we'll play a little music for you for a minute. Girls get a nice win. Boys' game coming up. This is KLYC.